So, but look at that, what it says. What does it say there, Melissa? In the inside of the global universe, what does that box say? Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, that's pretty significant, isn't it? That's big.
Yeah,
that is huge. So you got to realize that when you start calling these records, that you know you need to bang through these records big time, and you got to weed out the ones that can't buy from you for whatever reason. Now in your business, you know you're going to companies that bought your products, so it's a completely different situation. But there are tons of other salespeople making calls where they, you know, just calling companies that generally buy machinery in the plastics industry, and for whatever reason. Some of these companies can't. Well, all the stuff we buy, we get in Germany. And the corporate buys that, all that equipment. You know, well, they're never going to be buying from somebody in the U.S. Or you just put that in the database. It's certainly not an account you're going to focus on if they tell you they're buying stuff from Germany. So, but if that's the case, and I know this is the case because we've made calls for customers, thousands of calls. And I told you about when I was with GE, we called 72,000 accounts. They all... 80% of them could never buy from us for whatever reason. Out of business, you know, moved, not their located anymore, stopped manufacturing, shipped it overseas, God knows what. So we need to screen them and qualify them. That's where we come in. We're going to make phone calls. We're going to screen and qualify these accounts. And then we're going to ferret out these accounts, and we're going to give 30 to 40 to our outside top guns who are going to go and follow up and start working on these accounts. And if we're going to work on some of them, we can do that. So we might work on ones that are more remote. We got a sales guy located in Detroit. We'll give him the Detroit ones, you know, and let him ferret out those accounts. But a lot of them are not ever going to be able to buy from us. They could be your competitors that are in there. Maybe you had a show at one of the trade shows or something like that. Competitors came over. Kids from college came over. Professors, whatever. And they're in your database, but they can't really buy from you. Okay. So now that brings us over to page 58. And here we got our database. This is a Microsoft Access database that we developed for a client. This happens to be Ferro, which is a huge company out of Cleveland. You may be familiar with them, I doubt it, because they sell refractory metals and things like that. Very, very obscure products, but they have you know, billions in sales. Let me point out... some aspects of this database. There are some buttons up here at the top that you can hit to get different things. That'll make a call. That's keyed right to the telephone number. So you hit that button, it automatically dials your phone for you. So you don't make mistakes with your phone. You don't have to dial it. You want to look at a script, you can hit a button and it's going to bring up a script. Information about the company is all up here. All this information on the top is about the company. There's the contacts. That's the first tab. And you see, here's the people at the account. You've got 255 fields going across this way where you can put in anything you want about the customer, anything you want, what their that specific customer's interest is, that's customer's email address, their phone, their fax, their mailing address, if it's different than above's, because some now people are working out of their homes and so on and so forth, so they want things mailed to their home rather than their office. In this particular instance, this company, they wanted future actions, past actions, applications, future products. They wanted a huge amount of stuff. What we recommend for making simple phone calls is contacts, actions, and notes. And if you go on our website, you'll see a database there, and it's called the Basic Database. And that's got the company table, contacts, actions, and notes. And there they are, the company, the people, which is the contacts, and I put people up here just simply because I think that's what Susan said was people, and that's okay, but we call them contacts. That's the people, and then action and notes. That's the basic database, these four tables. But with Access, you can add as many tables as you want whenever you want. So you can put sales, you can put quotes, whatever. And that's a relational database. What's a database that's not relational? Melissa, if it's not a relational database, what is it? A database that's not relational, like ACT, is not a relational database. Outlook is not a relational database. What does that mean?
Can't tie it into something else.
You can't tie one table to the next. You can't. So you got one table of records with Act has about 70 fields. So, for example, Susan works for Lyle Industry. Melissa works for Lyle Industry. So if it's not a relational database, then you'd have to have Susan, her company is Lyle Industries, Lyle Industries address, phone, fax, and everything there. Now comes Melissa. Melissa works for Lyle Industries, company, everything is duplicated. Okay? And if there are 10 more contacts, you know, there's 10 more. Now, they move the company. You got to go back and change 10 records, you know. You got to add all that information in and so on. And you can lose sight of the fact that Melissa and Susan work for the same company. With this kind of a database, which is a relational database, they're all listed right there. So you don't lose track of that. So would Microsoft Outlook be better if it was relational? Yes, it would. Would it be more complicated? Oh, yeah. Big time more complicated.